The Run Home with Ox and Marco.
It's 27 past five and Cameron Mooney has named our next guest the Batman. He's been the feel-good story of the season. On Sunday, it was announced that he'd re-signed with Carlton until the end of 2019 after reinventing himself as a defender. Dell, in his first four games, he was averaging two coaches' votes a game.
That's good.
That is amazing. Now, he hasn't made the coaches' votes, but he's still averaging 1.5 coaches' votes per game. But more importantly, Dell.
Yes.
In the Run Home Player of the Year Award for 2017, he is one vote away from leading all comers in the competition.
He's making it look easy, isn't he?
Carlton defender Liam Jones has joined us on Melbourne's Home of Footy. Liam, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really well. Mate, we're kind of having fun with your story, Liam, and I hope you don't mind. It's been amazing to watch. We've got so many questions, but first of all, 3 months ago, where did you see your AFL career? Where was it at 3 months ago?
Yeah, well, I definitely at the start of pre-season looked at it as possibly my last year and just wanted to leave no stone unturned, get as fit and strong as I could in pre-season. And then coming into the year, probably my goal was to, if I was going to get stuck in the VFL, to try to win a VFL flag or try to push the VFL team as much into finals as I could. Because Levi Casbolt was playing great football and Charlie Kernow was really coming up as well. So it was hard to sort of get a spot as a tall forward.
So, Liam, when did you know that things had changed? I mean, Andy Marr had been telling us on this radio station that your form in the VFL was stunning. But when in your mind did you think, hang on a second, this is different?
I think, maybe in the VFL, when I got the chance to play on Josh Bruce, come back for Sandringham from the Saints, and I got the job on him, and I was quite nervous because it's probably the biggest name player that I've played on, but I thought, look, if I keep this guy pretty quiet and have a good day, he's a recognised goal kicker at AFL level, so it would probably be a good step forward for me. I had a good game on him, and after that I thought, well, if I can play on him, then he's a really good forward, so I could maybe hold me in good stead for some other AFL forwards.
Jones, you just mentioned in the pre-season you thought if this is your last year, you didn't want to leave any stone unturned. Did you do anything different to maybe buck the trend of what you've done in previous years?
I don't physically, probably not. Just worked as hard as I could. I think maybe I listened a bit more. I think I was more open-minded. I think maybe in previous years I'd been a bit stubborn and sort of thought, oh, I can make it as a forward. Whereas Andrew Phillips, our second ruckman, went down at the end of pre-season, and they sort of said to the big guys, look, one of you guys might step up to help out Cruz in the ruck. And I was really open to it. And I thought if I could get a chance in the AFL playing second ruck and then got the opportunity in the back line, I sort of was really open to learning new positions and more about AFL, I guess.
I remember watching you in the JLT this year, and I think you were playing centre-half forward, and you took one of the great marks in about the first 15-odd seconds, and I thought, wow, okay, away you go. You've had a great summer, you're looking good, and you mentioned about, you know, the size and your fitness. What was the turning point where either you said to somebody or someone said to you, mate, you're going to have to go back here and change what you've done for the last 10-odd years?
Yeah, well, initially it crept up on me. We were at the club, doing our captain's run, getting ready for round one of the VFL game on the Saturday morning. And Josh Fraser said to me, Jonesy, go to the backs meeting. And I sort of thought, what's going on here? And then one of the guys said, like, she whistles getting around, are you playing back? I said, surely not. Like, this is the first I've heard of it. And then sure enough, my magnet was there at full back, centre-half back, and I didn't know what I was doing. And then during the week, I'd heard the Bolts had been talking to Soss and the recruiters because we were really top-heavy at the VFL with tall forwards. They thought someone's going to have to go back and show maybe some versatility. And so they chucked me back there, and I was back there ever since.
Can you give us some insight into the change of mindset? And I'll give you the outsider's perception. Forwards are freewheeling. It's easy. You come and go. If you miss a shot, it's not the end of the world. A defender is, it's on the line every single time it comes into the opposition's four line. Is that how it feels?
Yeah, definitely. I found it's really, you've got to be very desperate in every contest you're in. because it's going to be a goal if you're not really hard in the contest. But whoever I play on or the groups that I'm in, just try to nullify them as much as possible. So get as much education about how they like to get the ball or other guys that have played on them well. And I just try to nullify who I'm playing on as much as I can, and then be in a position to help my teammates if I'm in a good position on my opponent.
Have you been listening to what's been going on around your story, Liam? I mean, I reckon when you first came out, the first game was great, and we all took notice. Second game again, I think you got another maybe two or three coaches' votes. Then it kept on going. And then not long the media, you know how it works, you are being mentioned in the same sentence as Alex Rance. You're being mentioned as being in the top 40 in the All-Australian squad. Have you been a part of this wave that the story's become?
Not really. I haven't watched the footy show for years. I haven't read the papers or any of that sort of stuff for years. I heard someone said to me the other day something about Alex Rance, and I just sort of laughed, like, he's an absolute superstar. So if I could be half as good as that bloke, I'd be all right. But, I just come in every week and just hope that my pressure acts are good and the coaches are happy with my positioning, and just try to review my game as much as possible, because I've played 6 AFL games now, and every week I'm learning so much from the week before. So I think I've got heaps more to learn.
Do you think, from your experiences down back and the way you've gone about it, if the opportunity ever came for you to go back forward or up forward, that you'd actually be better at playing that role?
I think so. Yeah, definitely. I think every week, just playing on, say, Jonathan Patton, who's a really big guy. Maybe his contested marking and the way he launches at the ball would be similar to myself. Like, I try to get at the ball as a forward, but then the next week go to a Jack Rewalt, who's just so nimble, finding your back, and really makes the defender continually watch him watch the ball. So I think it would definitely help. I'd still have to be a lot more things to learn up forward, because I was sort of a one-trick pony, just relying on my contested marks up forward.
Well, you've re-signed now until the end of 2019, and look, the way you were talking before, it sounds like you don't listen to the media at all. But let me tell you something. After your 4 games, Liam, and you had 8 coaches' votes, and you were the story, in a lot of ways, one of the stories of the season, people were asking the question what you were worth on the open market if you kept on playing the way you were. What do you reckon they were saying? How much money do you reckon at that point the experts were saying that you were worth on the open market if you kept on playing that way?
Oh, I've got no idea.
$600,000 a year, Liam. $600,000 a year. And 3 months ago, you were nowhere. I mean, can you understand the story and how much it means to us watching on, and how we're almost cheering for you?
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. Like I said, I haven't really heard too much of it. And as far as the open market and stuff goes, I never thought about it. I really enjoy Carlton and Bolts, and I'm learning so much there. And we've got a great back line down there, and just really enjoying it.
I hate the Blues, and I'm watching them every week this week at the moment and cheering for you. Hey, Liam, congratulations. You know, what you've done's a credit to you. It's an amazing story, and we wish you well.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Good on you. Liam Jones there. 8 coaches' votes in 2017 and 1 vote off the Run Home Player of the Year award,
Del.
More importantly.
You call him Dr. Jones.
Yeah, there he goes. Now, the Blues have just ticked over 50,000 members, and the journey continues, so make sure you're on board to sign up as a 2017 Carlton member. Contact the membership team on 1300 Carlton, or you can head to membership.carltonfc.com.au for more info.
The Run Home with Ox and Marco. 3-7 weekdays on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy.